Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we began Simen Tof Resh Mem Hei, and we pick it up on the bottom line of Kuf Yud Aleph Omud Aleph with Sif Gimel. These are the halachos of the lulav, and the Mechaber tells us Sif Gimel Berias Olin Shalulav Kachi. The normal way that a lulav grows is as follows. Kishehem, we turn to the Omud Beis, Kishem Gidelim, when they grow, Gidelim Shnaim Shnaim Udvukim Yigabon. The normal way that the lulav fronds grow, that the leaves of the lulav grow, is they grow two by two and they're attached on their back side. The Gav Shel Shnei Olin Huanikra Tiomis. And this back of the two, where they're attached together, is the Tiomis. Now, some will call the Tiomis only the middle one. The Mechaber is saying that all of them are called the Tiomis at this point. There are very many important diagrams that you can see in the Dear Shu footnotes. So for the example of this Tiomis, you can see Dear Shu footnote number 18, where he shows you a picture. And we'll see in Dear Shu footnote number 19 is when you split that double attached middle one or any of the other lulav leaves. And we continue with the Mechaber. Nechlecha Tiomis, now that's what we're talking about in diagram number 19. If it is split, and the Ramah adds Berov Ha'olin for most of the leaves, and this is brought down in the Torah in the Beis Yosef. In this situation, it is psul, it is no good. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Aleph that this is also verov called olav olav. The same thing would apply for each individual leaf if the majority of that leaf is split. And again, this is diagram number 19 in the Dershu footnotes. And it's Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis, it is psula. The Havi Kilu Nitlu Legamri, it is halachli viewed as if it's gone, it's missing. And according to this, in Eilat Deazu, according to this opinion, Harishona Einshem Nafkamina being Shar HaOlin LaOlo HaMtzos. It makes no difference whether it's any of the leaves that are split in this way or if it's only the middle leaf. According to this opinion, V'yamnechlecha Afilu Kula, if any of them are in fact split, Ksheira, it's still going to be good as long as most of them are okay. Again, if I'm understanding this correctly, what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, according to this opinion of the Mechaber, is that if the majority of the leaves are not split, even if the middle one is entirely split, that doesn't make it a pasul lulav. Chaber continues says, "Hayu olav if the leaves are achas achas mitchilas b'yoso, each is growing singly; they're not dovuk to each other. Migabon v'loyot yomis, and there is no pairing or twinning over here of the leaves. Or alternatively, oshakol olav kfula mitzido echad, or they're all twinned on one side. V'tzadasheni arum below olav, and the other side has no leaves at all." So then, possible, then it would be no good. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Ayin v'chidushi Ritva, he says, go look in the Ritva, tibazeh avadai possible kol shivas yomim. This would be no good all 7 days. However, I will be achas achas mitchilas briyoso, but if we're dealing here not with it all being on one side, but it's just not doubled, it's not devukim migabon throughout, so then the Ritva is mistapik shom, and he says, Ayin shom, go read the Ritva for the details. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "I go v'yesh meforshim." There are those poskim that say, "Lomar diem nechlak ha'ole ha'elyon ha'em tsoi shal ha'shedra ad ha'shedra." That if the middle leaves are the ones that are split all the way up through the lulav to the spine, so that's mikrei nechlak ha'tiomis. That's what we're referring to when we say that the tiomis is split and upasul and it's no good. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Dalet that we're dealing with Ha'ela Ha'elyon, which is the middle one, which classically goes to the highest height. Dear Shu foot number 20 points out what happens if it doesn't go to the highest height, if it's Nomuch Yosem Yishara Olim, as you can see in the diagram in Dear Shu foot number 20. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that one could technically say that that should be Chaser, but we don't add new Psulim, and therefore, the reason why it's not considered a Chaser is because this is the way some Lulavim grow. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Shadar Kalios Kofu Kishara Lealulav. The middle one is normally the one that's split, especially so, like the other leaves of the Lulav. And in this situation, that is what the Ramah says we focus on and not the other leaves. Now, in the issue foot number 21, he brings down, if the Tiomis of this middle leaf is Eno Mistayemis Bishove, it doesn't fully twin throughout its entire root, but there's a difference at the top, like you can see in diagram number 21. So then the opinion of the Chazon Ish, his brother-in-law, the Stipler Gaon, as well as Rav Ozner Zatzal, and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, all of these great Gedolim say that it would be kosher l'chatchila. And it describes why in the rest of this footnote, Ayin Shom. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah of contents. Bavi says this middle ti omes, im kola hashedro b'shnei olin, if the spine ends with these two leaves, yeshal shneim shem ti omes. If there's a doubled up ti omes, so then both of them would have the shame of ti omes. And you can see this in the issue footnote number 22 in the diagram. In this situation, the Mishnah says, "Vim nechlecha achas mihen posel." If even one of the two was broken, then it would also be no good. The issue footnote number 21 also has another diagram talking about the little bit at the top of the tiomes, that little extra piece known as a kotz, sheyotze mi'al ha'ola ha'olyon. And the opinion of the Chazon Ish is that this kotz eino nechshav lechelik me'lulav. It's not considered a part of the lulav, and if this part were to be cut off, it would still be kosher. There's also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal, albeit Rav Yashiv disagrees. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that it is considered a piece of the middle leaf, and therefore if you cut this off, then it would be no good. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes Zayin, where the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin in the Bir HaGro, Shehiskim Deladino Yesh Lahachmir Berubo, that one should be Machmir if this is split along most of the way. And you can see a diagram of this in the issue footnote number 26, Ayin Shom. And the reason why, if the majority is split, it's no good, is because if it was totally split, the Bechol, Pasul, it would certainly be no good, and we Paskin, Ruba Kekulo, the majority is like the entire thing. And therefore, if there's a minority that's a problem, it's not a problem. So you look at the majority of it, and certainly if it's all of it, that defines if it's good or not. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes Zayin. He says it's possible in this situation, Hainu B'Yom Rishon, only on the first day. However, Abu Bashar Hayamim Kosher, then it would be good because it's not a problem of the Lulav being Kosher, it's only a problem of the Lulav being Hadar. How do we Paskin? The Ramah says, V'holchi Noagin. He brings down from the Trumas Adeshin that what we just said in the Ramah is how we Paskin. But, Miyu, L'chatchila, one shouldn't take advantage of this Kula. Mitzvah min amucho noagin lito lulav shalo nechla ka'ole el yom klal. Should try to take one that the middle leaf, the tiyomis as it's called, is not split at all. That would be lichatchila. And the Mishnah explains this, sivkot yudches, hainu em yesh lulav achir. If you have a choice, take the other one. Aval ein tzorich levarich halulav shel chaver mishum zeh. But you're not obligated to go and use your friend's lulav who has that and make the brach on his lulav as opposed to taking your own. Then you'd be allowed to go take your own. But the Ramah continues and says, the reason why we should be machmir lechachilo ki yesh machirim afilu b'nechlak tzos, because there are those that say that even if it's split only a little bit, not like the Vilna Gaon, that you should be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yotes, the reasoning is v'tamam da ayideh haniinuim, based upon the shaking of the lulav rogilios b'sofo sadu kulo. It's very common that it will split. And therefore, one should be careful about this. Ayin the Taz, the Ladato, ain't lahachim. The Taz says you don't have to be machmir for this. Rakim nechlach kishur tefach, unless it's split for the shear of a tefach, albeit in the Chayi Adam Kosav, the Ladei Azu yesh lahachim afilu b'mashu. He says no, if you're going to be machmir, should be machmir even in a mashu in this situation. The issue footnote number 30 gives an example of a very small amount. Imashnu ayin in the diagram over there, and he reasons that the reason why this is possible, according to Chayyadim, is shekol ha'omei lisadeh kisadeh tomei. Something that is going to be split is considered already split. And certainly if it has this little split at the top, it is likely that it will split in its entirety. And therefore, as soon as it's saduk amashu, it is considered possible. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'ayin b'mashu kosavnu b'sif kotun tes zayin shemagro. We just mentioned a moment ago that Vilna Gaon was not machber. And therefore, v'akein, im yesh lulav acher. So, bottom line is, if you have another lulav that you could use, it would be much better, yosu tov levarich olav mishun miyos tov v'gomer, rather than take one that's a b'di'evet, or not good according to everybody, why not take the one, if you have it, that's good according to everybody. However, avo medina, bottom line, ein lochosh lezeh klal, but the bottom line is, if it hasn't split as long as it's the majority, and you can't easily take another one, so then this is perfectly good. And he says, Ayin lekamei in Sif Zayin, Mir Tzashem in tomorrow's shir, Dim Nisrachaku, Shnei Sadokum, Zeh Mizeh, Achinir Kishtayim Posel. We'll learn those dinim there, that if it's split, and as if you could see both of them, so then it would be Posel. So, the issue footnote number 31 adds, Im Mitchilas Briyasa, if this is the way the lulav grew, so then the Prima Godman says it might be kosher, but he's left with the Tzarech Iyon. But since the Bikuri Yaakov says that it's no good, Rav Yashiv is a Talpaskin, that since the Bikuri Yaakov says it's no good, and the Prima Godman says maybe it's good, so we should be machmir and not use it. Again, in all these situations, if you have no choice, you take it without a bracha, where we say that it might be possible, you shouldn't make the bracha, but you certainly should take it if you have no other lulav to take. Now we go to Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, If the leaves of the lulav are not like they normally are, stacked one right next to the other, adjacent to each other, and building higher up on each other, if it's not that way, like the normal lulav grows, but it's a much more sparsely leafed lulav, so that the bottom leaves barely reach up to the bottom of the top leaves, and so on. So, if the bottom leaf does reach to the root or the beginning of the top leaf, that's above it, and in this way, albeit sparse, but the entire shedra, the spine of the lulav, is covered up, then it's kosher, the Mechaber tells us. However, but if the bottom leaf's head doesn't reach up to the leaf above it, to the root of it, so then, or it doesn't have really a lot of leaves on it, or it's only on one side that it covers it up from the bottom to reach the next leaf, so then in that situation it will be possible. And the Mishnah Berurah comments in Siv Katan Chav, the reasoning is, Hatam b'chozeh, she'eino hadar, because it's not considered a beautiful lulav. The issue of footnote number 33 adds, based upon this lashon of the Mechaber that he says, im rosh zeh magia le'ikor shelamala mimenu, so the Chazon Ish brings down, she'ha olim ha'tachtonim einon tzrichim l'chasos afilu b'miktsas es olim elyonim. It really doesn't have to have the bottom leaves covering up the top leaves. It would be adequate if just the top of the bottom leaf is covering up the bottom of the leaf above it. That would be acceptable. He then brings down that the Torah disagrees, ayin shom. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, lulav sheyavshu rov olav. If a lulav has dried out, and most of the leaves are dried out, or the Ramah adds, based upon the Torah, o shidrasu, or the spine is dried out. In both of these situations, possible. This lulav is no good. The Mishnah explains in Sif Katan Chav Aleph, the reasoning is, shein zehadar. Again, it's not qualifying as a hadar lulav. Sif Katan Chav Beis, most of the leaves are dried up. If only the middle leaf, that tiomes, is the one that's dried up, so posel arrive. The Ravid says that's no good as well. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Gimel, where the Ramah said, or the shedra, or the spine, miu, harav beis Yosef, the beis Yosef himself, because of the ein matzui, she shidras yovesh ve'olam lachem. He says it's just a very unlikely scenario that the spine would be dried up and the leaves are good, because if the leaves are dried up, so then that's what we just said. Lulav sheyav shuvav olav. So it's very unusual, the Beis Yosef points out, that the leaves should be moist, but the spine is dried up. And therefore he says, v'leka l'safuki b'zeh, and he says, don't worry about it, it's not really going to occur. Albeit, the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Oschof Dalev, brings that opinion down from the Mogen of Ram, but he says, l'fomim, sometimes, the nafkamina might be, kigon shenis yavesh me hashedra ma'at, maybe only a little bit of the spine is dried up, at shenechzar hashir, hamvor b'simen tov reishnon, that you have less than the 4 tvach of minimal shear of the spine. And then, in that situation, as long as the leaves are moist, one might have thought it's good, so he brings out for the Prima Godim, in that situation, it is possible. And again, the reasoning is because you don't have the shear of the spine. The spine is dried up, so even though it's unusual that the spine should be dried up and the leaves are moist, this would be such an example. Then the Mechaber continues and says, Vishiur Hayaveshus, how much is considered dried up? So it's Mishayichle Mari Yarkus, it's when it appears that the green color of the lulav that it has normally, Shabo, Vialbinu Ponov, and that changes, so the greenness is taken away, Yichle Mari Yarkus, Shabo, Vialbinu Ponov, it now becomes white. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chav Dalid, Shezeu Simon Shekolo Halachluchis Shabo, this is the sign that, in fact, it's dried up. The Ramah now adds and he says, the Ramah says, we only call it Yavesh, that if you'd rub your fingernail against it, that it would crumble, so that is considered dried up. And he brings us down the name of the Torah and the name of Tosos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav Hei, the Rova Poskim lo iskimu, most Poskim don't agree with this Torah based upon the Tosos that the Ramah brought down. Why not? Ella, Shramah Kosav Deyazu, the only reason the Ramah wrote this opinion was Kidei Liyashev Min Hogam. This was to, so to say, justify the custom that they had, Shinogu Kach Bim Komosav, that was the custom in the Shtad of the Ramah, Lismo Chazet, to rely upon, if the fingernail rubs against it and it doesn't crumble, that it's still not considered dried up. Lefish Ein Lulav Mitzuyun, that's because they didn't have a lot of lulavs where he lived. And therefore, Alkain, therefore, he says, if you're living in a place where there are alternatives, there are better choices, don't rely upon this more looser definition of the shear of drying up, but you should be concerned that if it's dried up just by the changing of the colors and not that it crumbles with rubbing it with your fingernail, that is considered already dried up and you should use a different lulav. The issue footnote number 44 brings down, b'shas hadchak, kishein lulav acher, if you have no choice, then you are allowed to take such a dried up lulav, and we're going to learn in Yitzhak Shem, he says in Simon Tarf Reish Bem Tes, for chiluke dinim, we'll learn a number of caveats as to when you can and cannot make a bracha in this situation. Bottom line is, the Ramah continues and he says, v'chein noagim medinos elu, shein lulavim mitzuyam. He brings down himself that if you don't have lulavim in the place where you are, because they're just not able to be obtained, so then you could rely upon the looser standard of dried up rather than the stricter standard of dried up, and he brings down the name of Agos Maimonios. With this, we conclude today's shir.